I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Jane and Michael Stern. Their book, much loved, is Road Food. Their website is roadfood.com. And Jane and Michael, when I heard you say you've been doing this since 73, that's 40 years. And we were talking with Sid there about how it seems. 40 years. My first trip to Europe on my own was 73 also. And it's nice to still be enthusiastic about our work. We can be thankful. We found a niche that gives us energy. And
absolutely.
And we've got a big enough beat where it never gets old, clearly. But when we look at what you've seen in the evolution of road food in 40 years and so on, I wonder what your take is on... Is your mission now to look for time warp places that somehow have survived the rising tide of modernity? Or are there new places that are great road food destinations that are new and modern that also, when you step in, you can hear those, what did you say when you step into a restaurant, the chorus of angels saying you're in love? Can you find a new place where you hear that chorus?
Yes. I mean, as much as we love the time warp places that haven't changed in 50 years, I mean, there are new places all the time. The Hominy Grill in Charleston, South Carolina is, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And they serve classic, traditional, great Southern food, but with a certain twist. I mean, not the kind of twist that makes it different, but the kind of twist that makes it better.
So it's not a corporate formula, because the corporate formula is...
No, far from it.
You take a cute pub in England now and you look behind the scene and it's a corporate formula, and its mission is to be cute and not feel like a corporate chain, but it is. And people know it. It takes the soul out of the whole pub culture.
Soul is essential.
You know what one of our other little secrets is, other than the help wanted sign? We drive in back of a restaurant, and if we see a lot of boxes from Sysco or one of the big food suppliers, we drive away.
All right.
We want the heirloom tomato. We want the farm-to-table stuff.
And in fact, a lot of the old traditional places sort of are constantly bringing in certain new twists. We were just recently up at one of our favorite really old places, Pepe's Pizzeria in New Haven, Connecticut. It's been there since the 20s. And they serve classical Neapolitan-style pizza. The last time we went there, the proprietor had just gotten a bunch of heirloom tomatoes from a neighbor of his. So we made an heirloom tomato pizza from them. Mm. It was one of the best pizzas I've ever eaten.